I work at PNC Arena. I work there full-time. I work in the parking department part-time. And I know you just gave some information out about people coming in tomorrow.
Yes.
The main thing you stress is that there are several entrances to the venue. Most people come in off of Edwards Mill.
Okay.
They can come in off of Trinity. There will be two entrances off of Trinity. Right. There's one right across the street from the fairgrounds. And then there's one that's a little bit further down that's right across from Backyard Bistro. If they come off of Hillsborough Street, they don't even have to turn on Trinity. They can actually go down and come in through West Chase where the office complex is.
Okay.
They can actually come in through there as well. So
awesome.
I think that's where traffic is always backed up because everybody's always trying to come in off of Edwards Mill. And the other thing is if they have handicap parking, tell them if they have handicap passes, so put them up when they get onto the property. Don't go reaching and looking for them because you park somebody and they're like, I got handicapped. Then you got to get them out and this, that, and the other.
So explain that again. How does that work with handicap?
If they have, do you know how you have the handicap hang tags?
Yes.
Do you want to make sure, and I know people don't like to drive with them because they distract them, but just tell them, like, once they pull onto the property or if they're standing, you know, kind of like in line to pay, to go ahead and pull them out. Because if they don't, after they pay for parking and then they get past you, they're like, oh, but where's handicap? And then you've got to stop and try and redirect them again, or they go into a lot and then they're like, oh, well, I have handicap. So then you've got to stop traffic and get them out. That's another thing that holds up traffic. Let me see. What else? Oh, the other thing. You were telling them to get there early. I don't think doors are going to be until 10:30.
No. Yeah, we're telling them that what happens is everybody tries to time it out to get there when doors open at 10:30.
Right.
The doors
won't be
open, but we want them to plan to get there early because it's just like the snowstorm when everybody tried to leave work at the same time. You know, their intent was to beat all of that, but they all ended up creating that. So that's what I thought happens at Women's Empowerment. But I didn't realize that there were other entrances.
They can come in. They can come in off, and those other entrances coming in off of West Chase is like if they're coming on 40, and if traffic is backed up, like if they're coming from Durham. And they take that ramp, and that ramp is backed up. If they go up to the next ramp and take that right and then take the next right, it'll put them right on the property. They won't have any problem. Because what happens is once traffic gets backed up, then the police will shut the ramp down anyway and force them to go up and around.
Got it.
So if they see that it's backing up, they can just go up one and around another one.
You've been a blessing. I really, really appreciate this information because we want people to have a good time, a good experience, and being stuck in traffic, there is nothing that makes you feel good about that.
Exactly. I was trying to find your number, and I had to go to
It's all right. You don't got to say all that.
No, I'm just saying if I see you tomorrow, I'll just say, hey, no, I don't mind telling people. And if I got on the radio, it's not so many of us that work there. They probably would have known it was me anyway.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you guys that information so that will help you with a more productive. Because like you said, people will be mad sitting in traffic.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be out there as well.